RSN 927's Track Report.
Let's find out the latest for racing today at Sandown. Joining us is Kane McCartan from the track team. How are you, Kane?
Good, thanks, Nadia. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How does the track look for racing in the twilight?
Yeah, really good, Nadia. We're in a pretty good position today. It's nice and overcast here, so it's not too warm. Just a maximum of 20 in the track's currently rated at 4. The rail's at 9 metres, and the going 6 this morning came back at 9.3, and the shear was 11.3.
Okay, so with the rail in that position, how are you finding the uniformity of those readings sort of across and around the track? Are they pretty much the same, or are there wear and tear in certain areas?
No, pretty consistent, Nadia. The rail's gone another 3 metres since the last meeting, so we're generally off sort of 99% of that wear. That 1% would probably just be down the straight there where the horses have probably turned a little bit wider from that previous meeting to find some better ground. But other than that, look, it's good ground. There's no real impact to any sort of pattern of racing. I think it should race pretty well.
And you're expecting that good four to be maintained through the program?
Looking at it now, I'd say that we'd probably be at a good four for the first couple, at least the first couple of races, then go to a three sort of later in the card. But in saying that, the last few meetings, the stewards have opted to go to a three sort of prior to the first, which is sort of a bit surprising for us. But at the same token, it's a good track and it'll race good all day.
Wonderful. Kane, thank you.
No worries. Thanks, Nadia.
There's Kane McCartan joining us from Sandown with the latest on the track. Dean Lester's with us to preview. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks, Nads.
How did you find the program today?
I like probably three or four of the races. I think there's some good betting options through the day.
And we've also got Trent Langscale joining us from the tab. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the punting been like interest this afternoon?
There has been some spirited betting activity in a couple of races of note, Nadia. And then throughout the card, there are a few where the punters just haven't put their hand up yet as if to say who they're really going for. Obviously, we hear what Dino's thoughts are in regards to the meeting, but there is a fair bit of interest as well, Nadia, in race 7 on Declaration of Heart, and there has been support for the Australian Derby. That's a fair way away, but it will be interesting to see how Declaration of Heart goes later on in the program.
Well, we kick things off race 1 today. This is a 2-year-old race over 1,400. You can take out the 1, and Trent, we've only got a field of 5 in this.
We do, Nadia, and this is one of the races where the punters, they haven't really backed any horse in particular. You have Conqueror, who is the favourite, just trimmed this morning from 270 to 260. Last 10 at 290, that's been pretty solid. At Landos, just out from 480 to 5. YKO at 550, and Millard Hood is the $14 outsider, but not one of the races, Nadia, the punters have really launched into yet. Conqueror, 260 favourite, ahead of La Hen at 290.
A lot of these horses up to the 1,400 metres, Dean, and a small field. How does the map look?
Yeah, I think you've summed it up really well, Nadia, that the small field and the up to 1,400 will come down to intent. I thought Conqueror with the blinkers on from Barrier 1 and probably at Landos were probably the two that would lead La Tene with the blinkers on first time, but I'm not sold exactly on how it'll pan out.
Okay, we've only got the 5 runners, but I suppose you could make a case at some point for every one of them. What angle have you taken?
Yeah, I've got a slight leaning to YKO. I think Tony McAvoy obviously loaded the bases. Gamekeeper got a run in the Blue Diamond, so he's been scratched, and just thought probably Luke Curry would have had the option of the rides. I thought his first up run was good. 1,400 is going to suit. He did close well in that race too. So going with him to beat 5, La Tene, blinkers on for the first time. On the 7-day backup, I thought she ran well last week. Conqueror ran quite well on debut behind Gamekeeper, and Outlandos won okay at Pakenham. But I don't have a firm opinion here because even the one I've left out, Myletude, ran quite well behind a very good filly in Tasmania on debut. So, yeah, tricky little race to start with. 4, 5, 3, and 2.
4 from 5, 3, 2. We go to race 2. This is over 1,600 metres, and Trent Scratching is number 10.
The picture for the second, Nadia, is a lot more clearer, as Dino outlined the first, a tricky little assignment there. For the second on the program, Ronan's Rock has been well supported from an original price of $2.50 on Monday. Bear in mind there has been the scratching of Tower Road, but you do have $1.95 now for Ronan's Rock. Little Phoenix has tightened during this morning's betting from $3.90 to $3.60. Then you've got Blue Sapphire at $4.80, and they are the three in single figures, with Planet Warrior and Road of Africa at $13 and $14 respectively. Ronan's Rock, one of the better backs on the card, currently $1.95 for the second race.
And Dean, how does the map look?
Nads, I'm thinking Blue Sapphire is the leader, drawn out in Barrier 6. I think it'll probably roll across. Quite Lucky from Barrier 1 might hold its spot. Planet Warrior maybe up in distance. Prince Polanski up in distance. And I would think the two favourites here, Ronan's Rock and Little Phoenix, will Posse up pretty close to each other, wherever that may be, just inside midfield, I'd imagine.
Okay. What have you gone for?
I don't think there's a lot between them, and yet there's a big price discrepancy. I'm thinking Little Phoenix will run well here. Thought the debut run was very good, back to the inside when it made its run, and really quickened down well. Went from the 26th best 400 of the day to the 12th best 200, so ran through the line nicely, and 1600's going to suit. In saying that, Ronan's Rock was very good last start as well. I think that was a good form reference at Pakenham and looks the main danger. Next best to Blue Sapphire. As I said, I think he'll probably make his own luck up on the speed, and both runs today have been sound. And 6 Planet Warrior, who's first up run, just grounded out. Couldn't think he'd turn the tables on Little Phoenix, but might be next best. But I think 5 and 9 are certainly your key runners. 5, 9, 2, 6.
5 from 9, 2, 6 in race 2. We have a look at the third. This is a 70 over 2,400, and the scratchings trend of runners 2 and 5.
Nadia, all the runners here are given a chance for the third on the card. There's only the 6 of them, but they are all in single figures. The Delphi, the favourite, has tightened during today's betting from 380 to 360. Kelm is the $3.90 second elect. Johnny Vinco has been hovering between the $4.80, $5 mark during this morning's betting, currently at $4.80. You can say the same for Rockerall, around the $4.80, $5 mark, but presently $5. Wild Sea at $5.50. And Sabahit is the $9 outsider. So as mentioned, they're all given some sort of a hope. The Delphi, though, has shortened as the favourite during this morning from 380 to 360.
And looking at the map, Dean, we've got a couple here that can race handy.
I would think so, Nards. Recaro probably will be the leader, but the Delphi might be handy. Johnny Vinco in the small field might roll up, but yeah, a little bit like the first. There's not a lot of it will come down to intent in the small field and how they settle, but I think Rockarrell's probably the leader.
And everything's given a chance here, so it makes it somewhat of an even race to assess. Who do you have as the most likely winner?
Yeah, I've tipped Skelm. It's an interesting, or it's a different sort of challenge for him today. Last two runs he's been back and drawn wide and just swept into the races when he's wanted to. Now from barrier one, Damien Oliver will have to just sort of try and manufacture that sort of scenario again, because I think he just takes that little bit of winding up. But his form's good. He beat a subsequent winner last start in winning here at Sandown. I think he's a good chance of doing that again. Recaro, as I mentioned, probably the leader and can make his own luck. The Delphi's having a good preparation. All three runs have been positive, and I think the horse that will appreciate this ground is Wild Sea. She'll probably settle last and be winding up, but I'm sure she'll run the 2400, and her two runs in have been quite sound. But, yeah, I think another one, a bit like the first, bit of a tricky race, 6, 4, 7 and 8.
6 from 4, 7 and 8. We have a look at race 4 now. This is a 3-year-old filly's 1,000-metre race, and you can take out number 7, and like District Girl, you've got favourite with the tab at the moment, Trent.
Lake District Girl is well regarded as the favourite, Nadia, for the fourth race on the program. Open 4:20 on Monday and now all the way into 2:60 favourite. Although there has been backing during this morning for Hadiara, the second elect. $9 was on offer, then we've checked all the scratchings and now $4.80 for Hadiara, and just with this fourth race on the card, there is the one there. Leveraged at $7.50. Raised Dream at $8.50, along with Downloads, who has been easy during this morning's betting. And Quentin is another one that's got out in the market now at $9.50, along with Katara. So there are a few in single figures, but the main interest certainly on the top two. Lake District Girl, overall perspective, now $2.60 favourite. But there has been support this morning for Tadiara, now a $4.80 second favourite.
Dean, I bet you had fun working this map out. Virtually every runner's got an element of tactical speed.
Yeah, I was going to say, Nuts. Yeah, look, I'm going to take the punt on saying that Quentin's the fastest of them, but not by a huge margin, but drawn out can probably come across and lead. But Tadiara, Realign, Leveraged, Kutara, Raised Dream, all got enough speed to say they're going to be right in the firing line here.
Okay, well, some horses may well be trapped wide with that scenario. What do you like?
Well, I like the first up win of Lake District Girl. I've always liked this filly off the trials. Race day, she's just raced a bit keenly and probably not finished off like you'd wanted. But first up in Adelaide, she just balanced up, came with one run, as you'd have seen, and she won really nicely. And I think given the structure of this race, she might settle second last or so, but just be poised and have one run at them down the centre. And I think it sets up really well for her to win like she did last time. Downloads is first run for the Freedman Stable. Probably another one that's going to settle off the speed, but quite like her talent at her best. Lost her way a little bit last time in, but did win first up. Quentin's only had the two starts, and she is very quick, so I think she'll give a good sight for a long way. And the money for Tadayara is probably well justified. She was competitive in the spring, and it's trialled up quite well. Just wonder if Barrier 1's absolutely ideal for her with this race structure, but she can certainly run well fresh. But pretty keen on Lake District Girl. One from 10, 3 and 4.
One from 10, 3 and 4 from Dean in race number 4. We're up to the quaddie legs. Race 5, the first of those, a 3-year-old 64, 1400. And the scratchings, Trent, you can take out, well, we've got quite a few scratchings. Runners 1, 6, 8 and 9 are all withdrawn.
There are a few, as you've touched on there, Nadia, but I will say that Winning Partner, who is the current favourite, opened behind Sunrise Dancer in the original market on Monday. And Winning Partner has been back from the original price of $5 into now $2.40. Sunrise Dancer now on the second line of betting after opening up favourite, currently a $4 second elect. Pick up the pieces. It's been reasonably solid during this morning's betting at $4.40 third line. Then a gap to T-Train at $9.50 and then to the double figures, which is headed by Cozzy Hand Can as a $12 chance. So there's three principal chances for the first leg of the quaddy. Winning Partner, the best supported of those three, the top of the market at $2.40.
And where do you see the speed in this race, Dean?
No, I'm expecting probably three horses to go forward. The inside draw of Tatanka, T-Train have both got tactical speed, and Pick Up the Pieces led at a very fast speed last start. So whether she ultimately crosses them from barrier 7 of 8, but there will be a little bit of pressure inside her.
What do you like?
Oh, I think Winning Partner's deserved favourite here. I think his run first up in Adelaide was terrific. 1400 is going to suit better, and I've always had a really good opinion of this horse, and I think this might be the preparation he really shines through. He's only won the one race to date, but he's never run a bad race, and I think he's well placed here to win. To beat Sunrise Dancer, she ran very well in winning last start, but she probably... go back a run before that in the maiden grade behind the subsequent Group 3 place getter in Age of Chivalry, and that form stacks up well. So I think she's the danger with the claim for Kayla Crowther. Then out to 4 T-Train, fitter for the first up run, good winner at the Warrnambool Carnival last year, and he's a bit of a talent, and 7 Gold Spark. Thought it was a good win at Sale because the saddle slipped back remarkably there and had to be a bit of a disadvantage, but he won nicely and going to get a great run here given the speed of the race. But tipping a pretty good day for Tony McAvoy, and this is another one in Winning Partner. 3 from 12, 4 and 7.
3 from 12, 4 and 7. We have a look at race 6. This is over 1,800 metres, and in this race you can take out number 11. What's happened here with the betting, Trent?
Well, I will say, Nadia, that the punters, this is one of the races where they haven't put the hand up to have a real good go at any runner in particular. You have Latin Beat, who is at the top of the market at $2.90. Fanciful Top is the $4.20 second elect. Future Score, just a slight drift this morning from $6.50 to $7. Fenrima Tide, just a fraction in from $9 to $8.50. And some other hopes you have, Captain Rhett, $9.50. Seattle Park, $12. And then it's $19 or bigger for the remainder of the field there in race 6 at Sandown. No positive lead, Nadia. Latin Beat, the favourite, $2.90.
And the speed, Dean's probably drawn the inside third of the grid.
Yeah, I'd say so, Nads. I think probably Fanciful Toff will hold his spot from barrier 1, Misco from barrier 4. The only one I had maybe from out wide was Ariel Miss, but I would think that, yeah, as you mentioned, the inside looks to have the speed element to it.
What element have you taken into consideration here in working out your selections?
This is a fascinating race because I think there's three quite nice horses for 64 grade, and they're running around, they're running different form lines, and one of them's Latin Beat, who we saw once in the spring, and I thought the performance in the spring was pretty good. It was over a longer trip, but resumes here at 1,800 metres and looks well placed. To beat 4 Fanciful Toff, who ran well first up, was very well fancied at Pakenham and was just beaten there, ran a good race. And another one out of the Pakenham meeting was Future Score. That was over 1,400 metres, but I love the way he closed through the line. And I think they're the three principal chances. Little gap then to Sanrima Tide, who's a bit of a constant in this grade, holding his form okay. And from the draw with the claim, he should get a lovely run. But, yeah, I think these three horses are probably a bit better than this grade. And looking forward to this clash, 6, 4, 5 and 3.
So 6 from 4, 5 and 3. We go to race 7, which is a 70 over 1,400 metres. And in this race, the scratchings, Trent, you can take out runners 3 and 6.
Nadia, there hasn't been a lot of betting activity. And that's due to the fact that Declaration of Heart stifles the betting here. currently $1.45. Battle Camp is the other galloper in single figures at $8. And you've got Hakeo Prince at 11, All Hardwood at 13, and Alashani Lad is the other galloper in the teens at $14. The Declaration of Heart, $1.45 to win the seventh. And I touched about Nadia. There was a punter yesterday. They had 500 each way at 51 to win, 1350 to place on Declaration of Heart to win the Australian Derby. I thought that particular punter would be looking for a forward showing and no doubt a win for this particular race at Sandown in the twilight period.
I'd say that'll be the outcome, seeing you're looking that far ahead. Speed, Dean, that looks to be, looks like it's going to be run at a fairly genuine tempo.
Yeah, it should be. Pakaya Prince, I think, probably the leader, but you've got a horse like Hay Bale who's never been to 1,400 metres, so the slower tempo is really going to suit him, and Nina Rules does like to hold her spot to a degree, so I think they're pretty comfortably going to get those spots, and whether a horse like Jemadar works across from out wider and puts any sort of pressure on from there, but with regard to the favourite, I would say he's probably going to land midfield or maybe just a touch off that. But, yeah, the speed should be quite generous.
Everything comes down to price, Dean. Is he legitimately, should he be priced that short?
Well, he should be. Then it's your own decision whether those are the sort of odds you take. But he's a really progressive horse. I think he'll win this, and I don't think he'll be that far away in the guineas and obviously towards the Derby later on. So this is his second up run, his first up run. That, more importantly, was on Lakeside at the shorter trip, and he ran really well. So 1,400 is the natural progression. Gee, you'd be disappointed if he just didn't win and win well today, to be honest. And I think he should do that, Declaration of Heart. I think if you're going to take a value bet in the race, it might be the Quinella or Exacta with Kalashani Lad. I think last week, back to the 1,000 metres, in effect, we saw his track gallop for this race. Made ground nicely, did enough, 1,400, right sort of tempo for him, and he was going well before that run, and it was even a good run last week at the shorter trip. All Hardwoods, usually quite effective, fresh, can get into the money, and Pakaya Prince will make his own luck up on the speed, looks a place chance. But as I said, you'd be disappointed if Declaration of Heart, with the promise he's showing, doesn't win today. 11 from 2, 10 and 9.
11 from 2, 10 and 9. Probably one of the most interesting runners going around today. We go to race 8. This is a 70 over 1,000, and you can take out runners 1, 12 and also 13, Trent.
For the last on the card, Nadia, we have Miss Vixen, who's been pretty solid as around about the $3.20 mark during this morning's betting once all the scratchings came through for the meeting. Dental, the second elect at $4.40. Then you've got NML, who is currently rated a $6.50 chance. From the Cloud, $7.50. Hope You Don't Mind is the other in single figures at $9.50. And then it is 11 or better the rest for the final race of the Twilight Meeting. But Mick Vixen, there as the favourite, has received the most support in the race and is at the top of the market at $3.20.
And how do you map these, Dean?
Nads, I think ultimately out of the 1,000-metre shoot, looks reasonable speed. I think Seguin will probably lead Raven's Blaze. I would have thought Omaru from a reasonable draw wouldn't be that far away. And, yeah, I think they'll roll along okay.
What do you like?
I'm tipping Miss Vixen. She's not a straightforward ride. She's got to be ridden quietly, come with one short, sharp burst. So it'll be Ethan Brown's task to probably get on the back of the right horse, use that horse, and then just the last 200 really ping home. And when she's at her best, she can beat a field like this. Her run last start was good. She got beaten by a very good horse in Clarice Cliff. So trusting that form and back in distance is no problem to her at all. From the Clouds has been racing really well in these events. And again, I think we'll give her great sight. She'll just posse up behind the speed and with the claim for Fred Kersley run well. 3, Get Em L, resumes from a spell. She won 3 of 4 first up. She hasn't won at 1,000 metres, but she has placed at 1,000 metres here at Sandown Hillside, so she's competitive. And 10, Dental, who was okay winning last start, gets back from an inside draw, which might be a bit tricky, but Mark Zarada rides a plus. But I'm with Miss Vixen, 5, 2, 3 and 10.
So 5 from 2, 3 and 10. In the last, Dean, what's your best roughy quaddie in your play of the day?
Nards, my best is race 5, number 3, Winning Partner. Very hard to find a value, but I thought that the price discrepancy in race 2 made race 2, number 5, Little Phoenix, a little bit of value to beat the favourite. Race 2, number 5, the quaddie, we're going pretty light today. First leg 3 and 12, second leg 4, 5 and 6, third leg 11 only, last leg 2, 3, 5 and 10. And a simple all-up or running double, whichever you prefer, races 4 and 5, the two McAvoy runners. Race 4, number 1, Lake District Girl, into race 5, number 3, Winning Partner is the play of the day.
Outstanding, Dean. Good punting.
Good on you. Thank you, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester with his look at the meeting at Sandown today on Hillside. What have been the best back runners with the tab today, Trent?
More so from an overall point, Nadia. The three notable tab movers for the Twilight meeting at Sandown will go race two, number nine, Ronan's Rock, who is just odds on at $1.95. And then to, well, Dino was talking about the running double in races four and five. That's where we do have the notable tab movers. Race four, number one, Lake District Girl, has been well backed into now a $2.60 favourite. Then to race five, number three, Winning Partner, who heads the betting at $2.40. So the notable tab movers for Sandown, race two, number nine, Ronan's Rock, race four, number one, Lake District Girl, and race five, number three, Winning Partner. In just recapping Dino's best and value, well, his best comes up in race five, number three, Winning Partner, who is the $2.40 favourite with tab fixed odds. And his value, Nadia, as he mentioned, he perhaps thought that in the second on the card that Ronan's Rock was a touch too short. So his value, he's going with number five, Little Phoenix, who is $3.60 to win and $1.35 the place with tab fixed odds.
Very good, Trent. Thank you for that.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Trent Langscale joining us from the tab. That's our look at today's program of racing from Sandown. It's 4 to 11.